Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're all ready into hour number two on this April 22nd, 2004, Thursday edition. Your phone calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. I've also got a bunch of really important police state news we're going to be getting into, more on the Iraq situation, more on the 9/11 Whitewash Commission. And at least once a week, I like to have Paul Joseph Watson on the show, the webmaster for PrisonPlanet.com, author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, to cover some of the news that he thinks is most important. There's a whole host of it. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. You don't want to miss that. We're also going to air a clip from another PBS documentary where somebody's talking about how it looked like a missile that hit one of the World Trade Centers. Well, we have the video of the plane with some type of bizarre, what looks like a cruise missile pod, that's the only thing that resembles it, on the bottom, firing something out of it into the building. And this is for mainstream television footage, and that's on the websites as well. But I really want to discuss the national draft. I mean, I rarely talk about something 2 days in a row, but this is a big deal. We've been called conspiracy theorists for 2 years for covering the 12 different pieces of legislation that have been introduced in the Congress, in the House and Senate. Now, 2 years ago, when they first introduced this stuff, and now it's a little over 2 years ago, when Congressman Rangel first introduced it, a Democrat, he used the same words that Senator Hagel used. I mean, almost the same quotes. So the Democrats introduced two bills, and the Republicans introduced two more bills, and now, and this is a few weeks ago, there may be more legislation introduced. But we've been posting on the site on a weekly basis. There are 12 different pieces of legislation. And the legislation getting promoted, two different versions of the Universal National Service Act, are 1826, 18-49, men and women, domestic groups, domestic citizens having to serve here in the homeland. So being government slaves, basically. And then some of you will be sent overseas. It is unprecedented in American history. It's more of a Soviet style, you got to volunteer. Compulsory volunteerism. And you know, 6-7 years ago, we would read AmeriCorps' plans of Bill Clinton to make high school students serve 20 hours a week to be able to graduate from high school, whether it's public or private, to work for the government and federal programs. And then Bush tried to make it mandatory for cable guys and you know, phone technicians and the postal service for the TIPS program. When that got exposed, they just changed the name. So that's what all this is about. This isn't just a draft. This is tattletale East German compulsory service of the government, even here domestically. It's unprecedented. It's huge. So I would like to get your response to this at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to take your calls real fast. Let's go ahead and talk to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead.
Gay militia? That's laughable. That's something out of a bad comedy movie.
Okay, for those that just joined us, they're passing laws in Pennsylvania. Governor Swiker passed it a year and a half ago. And now some of the groups, the so-called gay militia, raided a Christian meeting at a hotel. The Christian meeting there talking about how to stop a bill that will ban basically reading out of the Old Testament criticizing homosexuality.
Well, yeah.
Hey, I tell you what. Stay there. I'll let you come back and talk about it. I just had to bring folks up to speed about what you were mentioning because I covered that 20 minutes ago, and we have new listeners joining us every millisecond, so stay there. That's one thing I hate about talk radio. You tune in, and you don't even know what they're talking about. So I really try to always reintroduce a topic. We'll come back, let you finish up, Ethan, and then we'll take other calls at 1-800-259-9231.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply, and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912, or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have seen multiple news reports in the mainstream media of states, counties, cities, Western nations arresting people for their political speech. And at first it was, oh, we're just going to arrest people that deny the Holocaust. They're bad people. Don't you agree? Oh, yes, I disagree with them. Let's arrest them. They're Nazis. And then, oh, we're just going to arrest or fine the preachers that read the passages out of the Old Testament criticizing homosexuals. Oh, yeah, you know, that's bigoted. Let's do that. And then, we're just going to arrest these anti-war demonstrators who are peaceful because they're in a, you know, there's free speech zones 2 miles away from the president, and they can go to this deserted public park and protest, but no media is allowed to go cover them. Okay, I'm a conservative. I don't like those liberals. And I see the articles where in Idaho, there's a black referee at the end of a football game. The woman from the local newspaper takes a photo of him. He throws a fit because, not referee, black coach. They lost the game. He starts choking her, screaming profanities at her, you know, you white this, you white that. Her husband jumps out of the bleachers, pushes him, or actually the black man pushed him, he pushed back. They called each other racial names, and the white man was arrested. This was in the Associated Press. I mean, I see this all the time. You know, they were both wrong for calling each other names, but it's their right to do it. But the black guy's allowed to, and the white guy isn't. You see, it's all going to be selectively enforced, too. And so the caller, gay militia, storms Christian meeting up in Canada where they're about to ban criticizing homosexuality. And regardless of what you think of homosexuality, don't you believe in the First Amendment? So let's go ahead and go back to Ethan in Kentucky. Ethan, go ahead and make your comments.
Yeah, I was get this. I went to the grocery market the other day, Kroger's, and I asked the guy working in the produce department why they didn't have any organic food, and he said, "We're not allowed to label what's organic and isn't hippie, so beat it before I call the cop." And you know,
you're joking.
No, and I was like, "Call the cops for what? Caring about what's putting in a poison and destroy myself for not wasting, wanting to ingest some Monsanto Frankenfood? That's what makes me a hippie thought criminal."
Well, I want to be, folks. I'm not. You know, I believe you because everywhere now. You'll go to the driver's license office in Texas, and I've talked to 50 people. I mean, it's more than that in the last year, who go in, who've seen my TV show or film where I protest it and point out it's part of a federal ID card, and they will have the cops come out and start threatening to arrest you, or they will arrest you if you just ask questions. They have a jail cell, because I've been in it when I went and protested. They arrested me a couple years ago. They have a jail cell, and they take you in it and question you. Are you a terrorist? Who told you this thumb scanner's bad? You're not part of any terror group, are you? And then this guy, I guarantee you go back and you ask that produce guy, do you listen to Michael Savage? No, he'll say yes, because all over the country, you know, with his hot show, put anybody that disagrees with the government in a forced labor camp, this idea is permeating. They're arresting people at protests, conservative liberals, they're arresting people that hand out, you know, videos. It's getting bad, sir. For tyranny to work, the rank and file have to believe in this, have to think that arresting people... Look, I've done over 1,500 radio interviews in the last, coming up on 3 years. Over 1,500. And we'll take on average, I've sat there. You know how when you're, you know, counting something up, you'll do four little stick men, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5 is a slash through it?
Yeah.
I will sit there going, 1 caller, 2 caller, 3 caller, 4 caller, 5 caller, 6 caller, 7 caller, 8 caller, 9 caller, 10 caller, while I'm on a show, let's say 2 hours, let's say KOA, or while I'm on KFI for 2 hours, you know, some big 50,000 water, because that's the shows I'll do this on. And I'll sit there, when you know, we take a lot of calls, bam, 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 one after the other, and on average, 1 out of 30 will disagree. And guess what they almost always say when they disagree?
Mike David.
Well, they say, "I'm glad there's camps. I want to put you in it, you hippie, you communist. Bush has got to have some gun control. You know, I'd like to beat you up. I hope somebody kills you, Mr. Jones." That's almost always what they say, or "you ought to leave this country. You know, you ought to be arrested criticizing us during war." And I say, well, actually, I'm the real... Now, if it's a liberal show, the one caller will call up, and the liberal will call me a fascist Nazi pig, and they'll just say, "You shouldn't be allowed to be on this show. I'm going to complain." But the liberal will call me a Nazi. The conservative will call me a communist, but the conservative will threaten to kill me, usually, or say... "I want to get you in a jail cell and do horrible things to you." And I go, "Oh, you're a jail guard." Probably 10% of the time, a lot of calls, it's a jail guard. They seem to be the type that thinks you're not allowed to credit. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
They control everything. They control the food supply. When you control the food supply, you control the population. Like Monsanto, that guy Perry Schmeiser, if you heard, their transgenic pollution, went on his property, and he was the one who got for it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Briefly on that, I've had, I don't know, probably 20 farmers on from North Dakota, South Texas, Canada, England. England, where they're fighting all this. But Percy Schmeiser had the receipts. He never bought Monsanto seeds. He kept his own seeds. He bought them from a local seed bank. He was an organic farmer. And they caught, this has even been in National Geographic, of all places, they even caught former Mounties. They hire former Mounties. Here it's former FBI. Monsanto hires them. They walk along the ditches by your property they drive by in cars, throwing out the seeds, whether it's canola, soybeans, whatever. Then that grows up. Then the pollen blows onto your crops, They then trespass a year later, pull about 50 plants, and then they find any of their genetics, because plants aren't like mammals where, you know, it's the mommy and the daddy and that's it. Your mommy and your daddy's genetics go into you and that's it. All the genetics they have going back in those lines come into you. With plants, the pollen all splatters on the seed-bearing area of the plant when it's pollinated, and that plant might have the pollen from, you know, 100 different plants in it, different strains, different varieties. Sometimes that's why naturally you'll have mutations where, you know, you'll see a part of another plant growing out of another plant. That happens naturally. Plants are very easy to manipulate because of that. So they'll find just a little bit of their genetics in your plant. It's not even a Monsanto plant, but if it has 1% of their, this is the federal rulings here and in Canada, if it has 1%, they rule, and the courts rule, that you have stolen their genetics. Now, you got receipts that you bought seeds that you didn't use Monsanto. They trespass. They do this to you. They'll move in a growth belt of a certain type of plant. They will buy their own land, little experimental plots in between your land. They'll infest everything, then sue them, then take their property. And you're absolutely right. It is bio-warfare. And let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next there? Carol in Texas. Carol, go ahead.
Hi, Alec. I wanted to find out when you had that general, I can't even say his name right, Grand Dame de Prix or...
Yeah, Colonel Don de Grand Prix.
Right.
Grand Prix.
When did you have him on your show?
It's posted in the audio section of PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. It was about a month and a half ago.
Was it? Well, I wanted to get a tape of it. I thought it was so interesting. And then I was going to tell you, I've got about four or five drones watching me at night when I'm at home in Louisville. And there was a helicopter out there outside the house. About four or five men in it.
Now, did it fly over, or how long did it sit there?
The helicopter?
Yes.
It didn't stay there very long. After I walked outside and saw it, it moved off. But do you know, it was so silent you couldn't even hear it. And then there was about four or five drones in a half circle.
Okay, where do you live?
I live in Louisville, Texas.
Where is that?
It's not too far from Dallas.
Yeah. They admit that they're using drones now for narcotics interdiction. They admit they're using helicopters. 7 years ago, part of a DARPA plan, almost every major city in the country had ground-penetrating radar mounted on the helicopters. Now, this isn't infrared that just sees grow lights through your ceiling. This looks right through the walls, gives them a black-and-white image of your house. Everything you're doing, it's like an X-ray vision. Now, the classified stuff, because I've talked to SEALs and others, and it's even been mentioned by Jane's Weapons publication, the classified stuff, they got rifle scopes that'll look through your skin and will see your beating heart in color 3D, but that's not the stuff they're putting on helicopters. It's just black and white, ground penetrating radar. It's a similar system they use at the airports, you know, to look through your clothes, set on low. And, yeah, would you say the helicopter was there 2 minutes? I mean, was it hovering over your house?
It was not hovering over the house. It was just, I could see it real plain, you know, and I could
see it. Okay, how close was it?
To my house?
Uh-huh.
Well, I have a swimming pool. It was on the other side of my swimming pool.
Okay, was it flying around?
No.
Ma'am, let me just ask you a question here, okay? Do you have woods around your property?
No, this is just a residential area.
Okay.
And so it just descended, you know, and it just sat there for a little bit, and then it moved off.
Well, I wanted to just kind of educate people on this. They may have been looking for a missing person. Someone may have been hiding, you know, somebody who'd robbed a house.
Yeah.
That's legitimate use. Did it have a spotlight on?
I didn't notice
okay.
it.
Oh, you noticed that they did. Then they weren't after you. If it hovers over your house, it's recording what's inside your house, and they admittedly do this. But if it was just flying around and left, it was probably looking for somebody.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, I work in Richardson. They have those same drones over here checking out for this area.
Wow. Okay, well, thanks for the call. We'll be back with more calls.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Who says MREs are only for emergencies? Certainly not the Long Life Food Depot. The Long Life Food Depot, with over 20 years of continuous service, has been a primary supplier of MREs to hikers, campers, and hunters, as well as FEMA and the Red Cross. Imagine hot turkey and potatoes, beef teriyaki, or cheese tortellini, followed by peaches, mixed fruit, or pineapple for dessert. Just a few of the many selections. Visit www.longlifefood.com for a complete menu. Both FEMA and the Red Cross have suggested having food stored in case of disaster. The Long Life Food Depot was recently mentioned in a USA Today article on the very subject of emergency preparations. It makes sense to be prepared, and Long Life Food Depot makes it easy. Long-term storable MREs make for convenience when camping, hiking, or canoeing. No fires allowed, hot meals still are. Call the Long Life Food Depot toll-free at 800-601-2833. That's 1-800-601-2833, or visit longlifefood.com. The Long Life Food Depot offers free shipping via UPS Ground on every order. Don't wait. Call the Long Life Food Depot today. Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, I'm Ron. I'm taking collagenase from Thinman Vigor, and I have taken 20 pounds off and 6 inches off my waist. It works.
I've gone down 35 pounds, and I've got energy and vitality that I never dreamed that I would ever have again. I'm going to be 51 years old, and I feel as good as I did when I was 35, and I look that good, too.
That's great.
You can lose weight, too. Call Thinman Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN and learn how you can lose weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate. No ephedra, no stimulants. Our track record is proof that Vim and Vigor's collagenate really works. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN.
And get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat, get toned, and enjoy the many anti-aging benefits of Vim and Vigor's collagenate. 1-800-622-8446. That's 1-800-622-8446. Call today.
You know, Carol called in with a really good question, and during the break I thought to myself, you know, I sounded short with her and rude, and I apologize. If sometimes I do, that happens when I'm looking at the clock, and I've been long-winded, and I've got loaded phone lines, and I want to go to the calls, and somebody's making a good point, but I'm trying to get information from them so I can understand what the big picture is. Because I've studied police activities, military activities with helicopters, my cousin who's in special forces has been out of the country for 18 years, some of the time just at Fort Bragg. I mean, that's his job, is merging the Army with the local police here in Austin, along with the National Guard, and providing surveillance with Army helicopters. But if it's just flying around the neighborhood quickly, it's not scanning. But if they're flying slow and low, over the neighborhoods. They're scanning. They're flying around with a spotlight on. You know, they're looking for somebody. Of course, they don't even need the spotlight. Infrared's even better. A spotlight so the police on the ground can see where the person's at. That's more of an indicator for police. But if you just see drones flying around, which they now admit they've had them for years, now they admit them, they are scanning with ground-penetrating radar infrared. So I hope that answers your question, Carol, and it's an important question. But just because a helicopter flies over you, I mean, last night the police helicopters were flying around my neighborhood, and they were probably looking for a fugitive. Let's go ahead and go to another call here. Let's talk to Nick in Texas. Nick, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was calling just a quick couple comments. The first one on the bills that were introduced for the draft. My girlfriend's made it a hobby to email the representatives and senators from Texas here, and they usually respond to her emails within a week. And close to a month ago, she emailed them about these bills and put the bill numbers for reference, and she has yet to hear from them. So I think that's sort of telling.
Yeah, they don't want to be on the record. They want to wait till their bosses blow something up so they can then go, we got to do it to protect the homeland. I'm glad you called about the draft. This is a big deal. And this new draft they've got is 18 to 49. You'll have to serve domestically. Isn't that scary?
It's very scary. And I've read where college deferments will no longer be valid. And, of course, they've already coordinated with Canada to not let the hippies escape up north. So that they're planning well ahead. So it's not a repeat of the 70s, apparently.
And it's not just the enemy you got to worry about. It's the depleted uranium. It's the deadly vaccines. It's the heart. If you get injured, the VA is just a nightmare.
And my parents live in Missouri. They're both Bush backers, and I've made it my mission to educate them. And I've even brought up the draft, and they laugh at it because they think I'm hysterical, and they haven't read it. And I don't know if they've read
Chuck Hagel's 12 different bills. They're openly trying to pass them right now. And yesterday I went to the gym and I was talking to all these good old boys. They're, Alex, they're not going to do that. Now, that's a rumor. Now, you're making that up. And I'm sitting here with the Associated Press with the Senate promoting it, saying we need it.
Right, absolutely.
And it's look, it's a nation of denial. We're a nation of spectators that don't want to face responsibility, and they'll just keep denying it.
I will tell you one thing. It seems that right after 9/11 there was all this fear. I work in radio as well. And nobody could quite believe some of the things that I was asserting, that I was getting from your show and your website. But 2.5 years later, all of a sudden, they're starting to see that things aren't like it was on September 12th, that there was a lot of lies out there, that there are a lot of stories that just disappeared, such as the short sells or the put option on the stock exchange. And that raises red flags to them that something's not quite right.
Well, that's what's happened. And, again, I'm just one person in this fight on the front lines, but I've been on most of these stations as a guest. I mean, when you've done 1,500, you've been on most shows. And they laughed at me 2 years ago. They don't laugh now.
Oh, absolutely. And even locally here in Austin, I know of one radio show that you've been on that they used to deride you. In particular, they're a morning show, and now they have you on because – once the FCC targets them, then holy moly, the government's bad, and Alex was right.
So that's it. At least people are becoming recruiter. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Nick. Frank in West Virginia. Frank, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I just wanted to read a short statement from our paper here in West Virginia. It's called the Dominion Post, Saturday, dated April 10th. Marines to raid Morgantown in the near future. About 1,800 Marines and sailors will flood the streets of Morgantown the first 3 weeks of May for urban combat drills. Notice, by the way, Morgantown is a very small city, and that's...
Now when they do urban warfare, they actually make arrests in many of the drills and really run law enforcement ops.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. What
I don't
is the
know
risk
what will
being...
until they do the drill, but in Swansboro and other areas, they're actually doing really arresting people now.
Was that for observation, going in with video, and being too close to the practice?
No. They, quote, assist police and stand there with their M16s while the police search your car, and then they come over and help them.
I'd like to get your take on what type of points should be brought now.
Okay,
to the general
stay
public.
There. Stay there. It's very important. I made two films on this. Police State 2000 and The Takeover. Spent about half the time on this. Stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart garden. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
Deborah, it seems like every time I turn around, it's somebody's birthday, anniversary, wedding, graduation, or some other special event, and I'm running out of ideas.
You know, Gail, I used to feel that way too. Well, then a friend suggested this really great website at www.yourgiftsong.com. Yeah, she said that's what she did for her sister's birthday. Yourgiftsong.com customized a song for her, and she loves it so much she plays it for everybody.
How do I do something like that the next time I need a gift?
Well, just go to www.yourgiftsong.com and they'll do the rest. Yourgiftsong.com will send the CD with a personalized photo on it, and the CD is placed in an elegant wooden case to keep it for years.
What a great idea!
Sure is. So if you're looking for something special to say, I care, visit yourgiftsong. That's www.yourgiftsong.com.
So yourgiftsong.com is perfect because Mother's Day is coming up, oh, then Father's Day, then Tom's graduation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Frank, William, Warren, Gene, Michael, everybody, we're going to go to your calls in this hour. Stay with us. We're about to get into some of the news that Paul Watson thinks is most important. I respect his opinion. And then make some very important announcements here on air. But first, Frank in West Virginia. In my first video, Police State 2000, made in 99, we show Marine Corps urban warfare training in Hebron, Maryland, Oakland, California, Army Delta Force training with foreign troops, terrorizing the public with no warning, blowing buildings up.
Yes, I've seen that, and I've gotten those tapes out, one, two, and I've seen three.
Well, my point is, just for the listeners, I'm giving them some background, and I said in the films, they're going to engage in terror, the government is, they're going to say we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, they're going to put troops on the streets. This is all part of conditioning. And I didn't pull that out of a hat. I'm not magical with a crystal ball. The Army War College was saying this was to condition us to accept military occupation. And then they tell the public when they're doing it, oh, this is just for training overseas. Well, obviously, it's joint training. So that's not even really a lie because some of the training is for overseas. Now they've ratcheted it up. They've done it in almost every study in the U.S. They use the Marines mainly, because that didn't violate Posse Comitatus. According to the loophole, it's still a violation. And, yeah, all over the country this is happening, and I don't know what they'll do in your town. They don't say till they get there. Are they warning the public to be calm, that this is just a drill?
This is the only article I've seen on it since April 10th. Now, I've talked to the police, I've talked to the county sheriff's office, and a deputy there, he hasn't heard a thing about it. The Fairmont is another town in which they'll be doing this, and the police there haven't heard anything about it. and also a
man... Oh, wait, they're doing it in multiple towns?
Yes, sir, in the area, within roughly a 45-minute, 45-mile radius.
How long till they say this is going to happen?
This is going to happen the first 3 weeks in May. They say that they will notify the residents and...
Okay, okay. Now, just from past experience, because there's been hundreds of these drills, I've been to, I don't know, about 15 of them. But from the news articles, if it's a three-week drill, they're going to show up first, walk around, have some ceremony with a flag, hand out some prizes to children, give the mayor's awards, do a recruiting drive, have an orange Humvee drive around playing rap music, trying to recruit young people. That'll be the first 3 days.
Okay.
Then they'll be walking around in the neighborhoods at night. Then they probably covertly leased an old building. They'll probably, set it on fire, may even blow up some cars downtown, you know, and then cordon it off, not warn people until they do it. I have video of this in the Road Attorney, by the way. Then the last week, there'll be checkpoints on the highways in between the towns, and when the police walk up, there'll be Marines with M16s behind them, and they'll say, we're going to search the car. And now that's what's happened. If it's a two-day drill, not generally, but the longer drills are usually the bad ones. Go ahead.
Okay. The emergency, they call it MECA, it's the 911 coordinator, the head of that, has not even heard a thing about this, which is hard to believe. This is something that's hidden in plain view right now. However, they are saying that the Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is Special Forces comparable to the Navy SEALs,
yeah,
the Air and
Force Recon.
Yes, they will be doing this. There'll be groups of 150 to 200 members going out on the streets. There'll be abandoned buildings. They'll have live and...
Oh, so it does say that.
It does say live.
Okay, I just told you to read the article. But, yeah, you're gonna get the full treatment probably.
Yeah, but they do try to alleviate the... they say, well, there'll be a select few Marines will have real bullets in their guns. And then it says, well, they'll be shooting into traps, and it'll be kind of like a catcher's mitt catching a baseball.
Yeah, just
very
like when
safe.
They shot into the all-night restaurant in Miami in 98 when they crashed a helicopter in downtown Houston in 99, when they tried to bribe the police chief in 99 in San Antonio. Boy, if they're admitting live fire, you're gonna have smoking buildings, blowing up cars... you're in for the full treatment.
Well, I started a group here. We're going to have concerned citizens. In fact, we're just going to start having a meeting next week. I've got to get this advertised.
I'd be quiet about it. I'd say you just want to have a political rally at some park, I'd stage it for one of the towns they're going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then have a big screen TV, show the video, and tell the people this is for mass conditioning.
Okay.
Hey, listen, email me that article, okay?
Yes, sir. I certainly will. Tips at InfoWars.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And they're doing it all over the country. It's not for, quote, training. It's for conditioning you. It is training for you. All right. Thanks for holding. Paul Watson, my good buddy, webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com, and now PrisonPlanet.tv. He is the author of Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. Paul, what's some of the big news today?
Well, we're going to talk about Tony Blair sacrificing Britain to European federalism, basically. The British police state, the ID card situation, the escalation of bombings in Iraq and how that links back to the draft, which is again being talked about, the activities of the neocons, and of course, September 11th, which we posted a lot of information on recently.
But before we do that, the next 3 or 4 minutes... We are launching something new, Paul. Tell them about PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, we've just launched it today publicly. And in just the hour or so that you've been discussing it, we've had 25, 30 members sign up already. We actually had members signing up before we publicly launched it. So basically it's going to be massive. All of Alex's videos are already on there for viewing, so you can watch the entire back catalogue, including the latest films, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. The books are going to be up there, my book, Alex's book. Every single audio interview from Alex's show is going to be up there. And it's 19 cents a day, or $5.95 a month, 15 cents a day for a year's subscription of $54.95. And just to take that, you know, a year's subscription, just imagine a conservative estimate of what will be on there over the course of the next year is, you know, touching on the thousands of special reports, videos, audios that will be posted. Now, I mean, this is not to say that we won't still have a lot of free content. Obviously we will, but the fact is that this website is going to be the main focus. All the news will be posted there before you see it anywhere else. As most people don't know, I do multiple updates daily on all the sites. There's an automatic mailing list, so as soon as something new is posted, you as a member will be the first one to know about it. And on top of all this, we've got a weekly report from Alex's TV show. And, of course, we have plans in the future to expand, to add chat rooms, forums, etc., etc. So go up and sign up now. We've put a lot of work in over the past course of the past weeks and months, making it secure, safe, and you can either pay via credit card or PayPal, and all your information is protected. So, I mean, support us in paying these strangling bandwidth bills and, you know, become a privileged member of the team and support us in the fight against the New World Order.
Yeah, about 2 months ago, we had talked about doing subscription, and I said, no, I'll just pay for all the bandwidth. And then we added server after server after server, and we just cannot continue to do it. So you're not just for 19 cents a day if you sign up for monthly, yearly, 15 cents a day. I mean, you're not just getting a great deal on all this information. And my weekly TV show that's excellent, a monthly newsletter online, you know, all these interviews, all this great information. But you're also supporting it, and so we can also put some of the videos up for free on the main site and continue that.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, we have to emphasize that whenever, you know, for example, with the World Trade Center 7 analysis that we put up in January, the night we put that up, and when Alex was on Rents, I was on Rents' show with Alex, I made the mistake of hosting most of that video on my own server, and I woke up with a bill for, you know, $400. So that's the point to make, that these bandwidth bills are increasing over and over again, and it is a big outlay for us, so people can support us in making this video available to a wider audience in the long run, because we'll be able to post more and more of it.
Yeah, it's real simple that when you go from 8 million visitors a month to 20 million overnight, and just the geometric growth curve, that by doing this, by some people signing up and having this exclusive membership, it'll also allow us to continue and expand what we're doing. So please, go to prisonplanet.tv, and there's already a bunch of special reports, a report I did two nights ago on television, an hour report, where I go over the NORAD stand down and the new whitewash about the Pentagon drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings. I go to Oklahoma City, then I play some of the clips of the Brian Lamb attack piece on me from C-SPAN. I counter them point by point. That's about 53 minutes long. And every week we're going to put a new television show up on the site. Some weeks it'll be two TV programs. Some weeks I do two live shows. We'll also, I mean, it's all going to be there at prisonplanet.tv. And we use the industry standard, you know, the big professional subscription system, installed it on the big server. So it's top of the line, you know, a secure, safe certificate, you know, the best you can get. And so your information is totally safe. And this is a private forum, private group that wants to support what we're doing and have access to all of this, again, at prisonplanet.tv. And there's already a lot on there for those that are becoming founding members. But in the days and weeks to come, this thing is going to get massive. So, again, please go sign up at prisonplanet.tv. Paul, before we get back into the news, any other things you want to talk about concerning this?
No, just to say that basically to bookmark it, because even if you don't sign up for a membership, bookmark it anyway and check it every day, because all the news and information, as well as, you know, some different stories which may not get posted on the other websites, will be on there and will be on there first. So even if you don't sign up for a membership, visiting the website on a daily basis will be a must.
Yeah, right now, what is there, about 20 free video clips on the main page right now? A bunch of audio, a bunch of different special reports. So that's all still going to be there. It's just that if you want these big special reports, you know, the longer pieces of video, it's going to be in the members area.
Well, that's correct. And most of the audio interviews from Alex's show will be on there. We will still keep some free, obviously, the more important ones that we need to spread about the internet. But for the privileged access and for absolutely everything, and it will be multiple new items added daily, then that's why people should sign up.
And then weekly, the big 52-hour-long TV show, because sometimes I air a videotape or something on the show and I don't do 50 minutes live or 60 minutes live. Okay, the calls are coming up in just a moment, but Paul, this big national draft move, I mean, we've been posting the articles for years. It's official. Now the senator's saying we got to pass the draft, and people are still in denial. Have you seen this?
I've seen it, yeah. And obviously we had Hagel calling it for it the other day. We've had even people like Ralph Nader and Dennis Kucinich warning that if Bush is re-elected, and I mean they'll go ahead and do this with Kerry anyway, maybe even to a greater extent, but that this will be enacted, and the current plan for it is to be enacted in 2005. And, you know, with a potential war against North Korea coming up as Cheney sells the nukes to China, which are passed on to North Korea, maybe that war coming up in 2006 or 7, as the public plans have already been released by Rumsfeld, we're talking about the need for in the region of 600,000 extra US troops. So we ask, where are they going to get those from? And as you mentioned, the bills themselves talk about service to the homeland. And this is interesting, that at the same time we have multiple forms of mandatory volunteerism being proposed and passed down to, you know, high school level. In New Jersey, they just announced that to graduate from high school, you will need to do a compulsory service under this new bill just to graduate. So this whole move to mandatory volunteerism, which is a complete, obviously, an oxymoron, is being pushed in all sectors of society. But with the draft itself, we need to link it into Iraq, and this is why we have all this quagmire, all this new Vietnam talk, because they want to keep the chaos ongoing in not just Iraq, but the entire region.
And by the way, we didn't just say this. We were interviewed by Vanity Fair, 4 months ago? They finally published it in the May issue, and it says Watson and Jones say that this it was all set up to be a quagmire. We've been saying that for years. That's been the plan.
Well, yeah, that article was probably written, late January, February, before it was the kind of quagmire that it's escalated to now. And, I mean, they were laughing at us in that, but now it's proven the case. And with the bombings that are going on, we had another...
By the way, even the London Guardian, 2 weeks ago, had an article where they're saying all this is by design. Go ahead.
Yeah, that was a major article in the Guardian. And the bombing yesterday in Basra again highlights what we've been talking about for months, that these so-called car bombings in Iraq are nothing of the kind. Most of them, now we're not saying that there aren't some, you know, useful idiots running around carrying out some of these smaller scale bombings, but you find again and again with most of the larger scale bombings there are multiple eyewitness reports of missile attacks. And the AFP stated yesterday, Basra Police Chief General Mohammed Kadim said missiles fell on 3 police stations after a series of 3 successive explosions which shook the city. And again, another eyewitness, Mohammed Hassim, an Iraqi police officer, told BBC television, quote, "I was on duty, the British came and I opened the gate for them. Once the British were inside and the post was open, a missile hit the main doors. I started to run, I ran away, and so did the British."
And witnesses have seen Apaches doing this, and people ask, why would the globalists do that? Why would they want this?
Well, because on one level, it delays the June 30 handover. Now, we didn't think that this June 30 handover would be any kind of sovereign handover, because they won't even say, and Bush covered this in his awful speech the other week, Bush wouldn't even, you know, outline who they would be handing the power over to. He just called it an entity. But even with that, these bombings are a pretext for the UN to go in, take control. That's what we've been saying for months and months. But again, to justify the call for a national draft, which was reiterated again by Chuck Hagel yesterday, they're playing up all this talk of quagmire both the neo-.
I would say that Hegel understands the Hegelian dialectic.
Well, yeah, it's order out of chaos, and even Bush has given speeches where he slipped up and said, you know, we will maintain the chaos in Iraq. So, I mean, that's exactly what's been going on.
We're going to find the weapons of mass destruction, too.
Oh, yeah, well, you can probably guarantee they're going to find them, because, as we reported last week, all this aggravation in Iraq is a useful smokescreen with reports of these weapons being shipped in into the southern and western areas of the country. So Bush was pretty adamant in the speech that they would find the weapons. And I'm sure they've got a little surprise maybe before the election where they miraculously do come across those weapons.
And also a guy with a turban and a long beard.
Well, yeah.
They may back off of that, though, because we exposed it. All right, Paul, stay there. We're going to come back, and we'll go straight to William and many others that are patiently holding. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Phones and a bunch of other news for the balance of the broadcast. We've got about an hour and 5 minutes left. Third hour coming up. Paul Watson riding the shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Florida. William, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Got the videos, trying to get the word out. I do not have a computer, so I have a question, which I hope is not redundant. A little while back, you thought that we were going to have an incident here after the election. I just wonder if you've changed your thinking, if it's going to happen before the election, and then what will happen? Will it be martial law then, or is it going to be in stages, or what? Thank you.
Again, I don't have a crystal ball. sometimes I get enough indicators to be able to specifically say with precision what's going to happen. But I after the election, you can almost be assured of huge attacks and the draft. I think before the election, you may see some small attacks, and it's not small for those that are going to die by the military-industrial complex. Paul?
Well, yeah, it all depends on the time span. I mean, we've backed them off so many times that their agenda's slowing down every day from what it was before 9/11.
Yeah, they plan to already be in Syria and Iran this year.
Well, yeah, it depends, really, whether they want to put Bush or Kerry in to be the, you know, the skull and bones CEO, because if they want to put Bush in, if they want to keep Bush in, then if there is no attack before the election, then the polls will probably build as to where, you know, if, aside from vote fraud manipulation, Kerry will probably be in if there is no attack which rallies the population around Bush. If they want Bush in for another 4 years, then expect another probably medium-scale attack before the election. But there's always an October surprise, whether it be an attack, a discovery of WMD, capture of Bin Laden, they always pull a surprise a month or so before the election. So they're bound to do something, but it may not be as large scale as was originally intended.
All right, let's go ahead. And, I mean, Rice is saying attack before the election, and we better just give up all our freedoms and support the Patriot Act, or it's all our fault. Wayne in Nebraska. Wayne, go ahead.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. I keep getting calls from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on surveys. I will not talk to them, and I won't give them out any information. I just wonder, do you know anything about that?
Well, they're running TV ads and radio ads around the country saying, please come get the smallpox shot. Please do it. They couldn't make the police and firefighters take it. 99% refused. Well, more than 99. It was almost 100%. It was a very small percentile that did take it. Remember, they were going to make us take it after their enforcers took it, so they're just trying to creep around and study and get data on us.
So if I don't answer their questions, do I go down to Guantanamo Bay then?
Well, the Supreme Court ruled 3 weeks ago that you have to answer their questions. You have to show an ID card on your own property. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment, but I would say that they can't make us all answer questions. They can't put us all in Guantanamo or in a whack and hunt private prison. You don't have to answer any of their questions. Somebody calls you up, wants you to answer questions.
Well, I don't. I feel that's my privacy. And I guess I have another question. It concerns Waco. You talked a lot about it. I've never heard you ever say anything about it. But didn't they use chemicals in Waco that you can't even use against the prisoners of war?
Yeah, they used a banned type of gas, VX gas, that is banned against using against foreign armies because it can kill you. And they didn't. It's not. What's the nerve gas? It's not the type that kills you. It's not VX. It's I could tell you this 100 times, but if you weren't asking, it's CS, not VX. CS, VX kills you instantly. They use CS gas, a banned type of tear gas that we're not allowed to use against foreign countries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and they pump thousands of gallons into the building. We'll be right back with the third hour. I'm Alex Jones. Paul Watson joins us. And your calls and a ton of news straight ahead. Paul, what's some of the other stuff we'll be covering?
Britain to Europe, which is a big story at the moment.
All right, stay there. We'll be right back. The third hour straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.